Hello and welcome to Witchy Wellness Radio. I'm your host, Lauren Chalantani, women's holistic health coach and fellow recovering perfectionist. This podcast was created to show you that your body is not in the way. It is actually leading your way. Hello, you are listening to episode 116, Release Your Past, and this is a weekly inspirational episode with me, your host, Lauren Chalantani. And before we jump into today's amazing inspirational show, a word from our sponsor, Living the Good Life Naturally, Magnesium. Why do we need magnesium? Do we all need it? The short answer is yes. It's essential for over 200 biochemical processes in the human body by moving nutrients to the cells, but also purging them out. And what makes Living the Good Life Naturally magnesium different? It is transdermal magnesium, which means through the skin. And Living the Good Life Naturally magnesium soak is a liquid magnesium chloride that is intended for external use to be absorbed through the skin by soaking in a basin, bath, or applying directly to the skin. If you want to learn more in depth about magnesium, listen to episode 73 in Witchy Wellness Radio with the founder of Living a Good Life Naturally Magnesium, Kristen Bowen. And make sure to use the link in the show notes and code Witchy, W-I-C-T-H-Y, for 10% off of your magnesium purchase. And without further ado, please enjoy episode 116, Release Your Past, with me, your host, Lauren Chalantani. Release your past. What are you willing to release from your past that's no longer serving you? How can you release old versions of yourself, old thought patterns, old beliefs, but doing it with love? Because when we can evolve each and every one of ourselves, we're able to evolve society to a new level by raising our own vibrations. Unconditional love for all, and that includes you. We can live our truths while honoring others as well. We can connect with the world's energy by still staying rooted in our own power and our own self. So let's dive into this again. What are you willing to release from the past that's no longer supporting you? If you feel stuck, what area of your life just feels like it's not working out right now, and why? And once you have what you want to let go, write it down on a piece of paper, either in real life or in your imagination, and imagine it burning to ashes, letting it go, honoring it for serving you up until this point, but you no longer need that. And because we're letting go, what intention are we going to call in to support us, to help us on our journey moving forward to replace what we just let go of? And lastly, what are you grateful for? Gratefulness is the ultimate state of receivership, because what we focus on grows. And being grateful means that you are happy, you are thankful for something that's already there. What can you focus on to be more grateful? To notice the wealth, the abundance, the love that's already there that you maybe not see already. Big love, Lauren. And remember, open up, surrender, trust, and let your body lead the way.